This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
Fighting with me right now, because I feel like that's what we're going to do.
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are the best. And I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's his worst and my best. It's Am on the mic. How's everyone doing today?
So this is going to be a start to an impromptu series that we are making here on the Get Comfy Podcast, because DJ Aim, I don't think I know you. I mean, I don't know you as a person.
I feel like you know me as a person.
Fair enough. But I really, like, I need to know. I need to know where you stand in this world, because like I've always said, you're a little bit of a wild card, and I want to know if it comes down to it. Yeah. I want to know that if it comes down to it, I can trust you. And I'm going to pretty much, this is your moment to establish your LinkedIn here with me.
And my LinkedIn.
Yeah, submit your resume and I'll judge you based on your life choices, your tastes in things. So this is going to be a series called The Best Of. Now, we're going to go through a few topics, controversial, if you will. And we're going to do the best of, and for today's episodes, we're going to do the chips, best chips in the world versus the best Pop-Tart flavors in the world. As time goes on, we're going to do candy, drinks, meals, pretty much everything under the sun. Also, too, for today's episode, I'm going to throw in your Gen 1 starters, because that is where we judge you. That's where we judge you heavily.
Oh, so you're a Gen 1-er. You're a Gen 1-er.
Yeah, I'm a Gen 1-er. But let's start off Pop-Tart flavors. If you go in a store right now and you're perusing the aisles, remember you said you like wearing masks in the store because people got stank breath. But let's just say there are no people with stank breath in this aisle, the Pop-Tart aisle, just devoted to that. You see all the flavors. There's wild berry. There's strawberry.
What are we talking about? Are we talking about seasonal flavors are there too as well?
I don't want to give you that because then you're going to go like real niche on me, but sure, whatever seasonal Pop-Tart there is, I'm sure you can say it and I'll deny it. But all right, where do you stand on this debate? You can give one and then an honorable mention if there is one.
All right. I haven't had a Pop-Tart in a hot minute. Oh, this is a hard choice. Are we talking about like straight out of a box Pop-Tart, or was it just we put it in the toaster?
My thing too. I have one that you specifically have to put in the toaster.
No, there's no one. You put all of them in the toaster.
There's some you can go. You can raw dog.
Pause.
No pause. Pause. Because we all know there are flavors that you could just
box. No, you can't raw dog it. Absolutely not. You're wrong. I didn't even say my first one. We're disagreeing. You're
already going off. All I gotta say is if there is any unfrosted on your list, immediately discrediting you.
Oh, me, but mister, you can only pick, we can only put one in the toaster, the other one you can just raw dog it.
Saying one enhances the experience and the other one, you know, hey, no. It's just there. But what is your flavor?
All right, flavor, I want to say, I mean, these two are kind of like, they basically taste the same. I know. All right, cherry.
Cherry. Interesting.
Now, floor disclosure, back in the day when I was a little lad, I used to go for the birthday cake one. Okay. But during quarantine, my sister, not going during quarantine, probably like 2017, when my sister was pregnant, she was craving Pop-Tarts. And she's like, I want a cherry Pop-Tart. And I went to CVS, we put it in, and it hit different. I'm like, you know what? This is my favorite Pop-Tart. And I'm like, the cherry one hits different. And then my honorable mention, blueberry.
Blueberry. Okay. Yeah. So you're off to a good start. Can't judge you on any of those because those are good. I just want you to look. Hopefully this link works. Look at what I sent you. This could be Google trolling me. Because that looks fake. That looks all types of fake.
Oh, 100%. That looks 100% fake.
For those of you who don't know, there's a picture posted by, I think, USA Today. Ranch dressing flavored Pop-Tarts. If you have those, you deserve to be put on the list.
Ranch dressing Pop-Tarts. All right, hold on.
In the same vein, there is an Eggo frosted maple flavored Pop-Tart.
Mm-hmm.
What is the purpose of this? Why are we blending cultures here? Those two things should be separate. I feel Eggo waffles and stuff like that should be separate. No debate here. But
this is definitely fake, but I want you to see it.
Okay.
And then, Kev, if you can share with the class what you see.
Okay. So it's going to be a link to, like, the dark web or something.
Yeah, right?
Red, yes, stop. So it looks cool. Not going to lie, the purple. So he sent me a Pop-Tart. And this is fake Pop-Tarts, of course. Red onion, but it looks cool. It's purple, white.
You see the onion pizzas in it, too.
Like, yeah, that's what just, like, not much gets me, like, you know, sick to my stomach. But just looking at those little pieces in there, mm-hmm. not about it.
So
but,
if I said, before we go to yours, if I said, like, vanilla milkshake Pop-Tart,
I wouldn't judge you in those regards. I feel like Pop-Tart ones are good as long as you don't pick unfrosted. If you picked unfrosted, then...
I mean, the strawberry one is unfrosted.
Well, here's the strawberry one with the icing on it, with like the rainbow stuff.
Oh,
on
yeah,
it. True. Little freckle things. I don't know what they're called, but they're there. And blueberry is too. So you're yeah. fine. I'm just going to assume you like the ones with the frosting on. Don't ruin how far ahead you are right now. But
2 points for Gryffindor.
Exactly. So there is the Pop-Tart that I'm speaking of that you got to warm up is the classic apple pie
Pop-Tart. Okay. I never had it. I never seen it.
It is what you think it is. It
is 100%. And like, if I had seen it, that would make sense. Yes. But the fact that I assume that you said, oh, I only warm up one specific Pop-Tart. The other ones, I'm just raw dogging. Eating it cold off like a savage man. And if you are, you're the type of person that puts some milk in first and then the cereal.
I mean, hey, you know, sometimes yeah. you got to do what you got to do to survive.
I met a girl. Hold on, I'm going to put this in my Snapchat because she follows me on Snapchat and I want her to know how wrong this person is.
Okay, fair.
Fair enough. So we're doing a podcast right now, me and Kev. Say hi, Kev.
Hi.
I don't know if you guys can hear him. But we're talking about, like, stuff that, you know, like, food-wise. And I met this girl the other day, and she told me that she put cereal in for a milk in, then cereal. And she gave me all the reasons why everyone who does cereal first, then milk, is a red flag. And you're just a wrong person, and everyone who's been doing it is wrong. You are wrong. You are a psychopath. You should never put in milk first in cereal. So if you watch the snap, if I send it to you, you're wrong.
So apple pie is the one you got to heat up.
Oh, I got to try it now for Thanksgiving. You know what? I want you to make me a Pop-Tart with your apple pie. I want you to somehow make a Pop-Tart and then send it to me.
I'm just going to buy these and ship a box to you.
Yo. I'd be like, hey, I made it like you said.
Exactly. Now, the one, also too, brown sugar, you got to heat up. That's pretty dank, not going to lie. Brown sugar is right there. But I'll be raw dogging the s'mores ones. The s'mores, Pop-Tarts.
I couldn't eat s'mores. It has gelatin in it.
That's fair. I'll give you the pass there. But s'mores, Pop-Tarts, top tier. I could say strawberry, like the basic like,
answers.
Like, yeah. You can go there. Wild berry too. That's fine. Wildberry.
Okay, how about this one? How about the ones that were half-half?
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe. BL. Half and half.
Like the split.
Oh, yeah. That's if you're indecisive. See, if I'm going to the store and I want to get a Pop-Tart, I know what flavor I'm going for. There ain't no debate. There isn't no, like, oh, you know what? I might be feeling this. No, I'm going for a singular Pop-Tart flavor, and that's all I'm going for. I've seen.
Can we also talk about how there's no more Pop-Tart commercials? Like a little Pop-Tart's driving itself into a toaster. I miss those commercials.
The commercials back then were top tier, I must say. Now I've seen other flavors of like sodas, like A&W or like root beer. And in this case, there's an orange soda one apparently. Crush. No, thank you. Let's just stop where we're at. We got the flavors. Let's enjoy. Now I really want to get a Pop-Tart. So this weekend might be.
You're getting a Pop-Tart?
Might be a raw dog and some Pop-Tarts. Not gonna lie.
Hey, the Crush orange one does look pretty good though.
It's execution. I don't know. I feel like if I bite into it, it's going to be like fizzy, like carbonated for some odd reason, even though it's a Pop-Tart. But something there with the branding ain't jiving with me.
All right. So since you brought about Pop-Tart flavors, I want to stay on the same brand.
Same brand,
kind of. Oreo flavors.
Ooh.
Ooh. Are you the? Do you get the? You know, when the Halloween comes around, do you get the Reese's Pieces Oreos? Do you get the regular single ones or the double stuff or the mega stuff? Or you know what? You seem like a person who likes to get the mint Oreos. They put the toothpaste flavors inside the Oreos and ship it out and tell them that it's mint. That's the type of person you seem like you are.
No. I am all for that double stuff life.
Not the mega stuff?
Mega stuff is too much. If you venture into those waters, you're either very depressed or you need to be on a list. We need to watch you. That's just too much.
To be fair, the only times I do eat the mega stuff orders when I'm feeling down and depressed, so that makes sense.
Yeah, and you should be on a list for that. But like, Oreos are good. Now, controversial take here. The golden Oreos, you know, vanilla ones, essentially.
I like them.
I feel like those rob you of an experience, though. Because like Oreo, you bite into an Oreo, you're like, cookies and cream. It's good, but that doesn't taste like an Oreo. That shouldn't be branded as an Oreo.
No, I like it. No. I think that should be an Oreo. I'm okay with it.
It takes away from your childhood. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, what about the dark chocolate?
No. Keep me on the track of double stuff or something like that. We're good.
Oh, well, you know what? You seem like a white woman. How about a pumpkin spice Oreo?
No, but there's a carrot cake out there. There's a carrot cake one that looks delectable.
Oh my god, you would.
I'm just saying. Also too, and I've made this a point last Christmas. You know those little Debbie Christmas trees?
I carried away. You say last Christmas, you set me up.
Well, gave it away first of all.
Gave it away.
You know there's these little Debbie Christmas tree pastries. They're like frosted. they just look so good. And I always say when Christmas time rolls around, I'm going to buy them, I'm going to eat them, I'm going to enjoy them, because apparently it's an all-time Christmas snack to get into, and I never buy it. So this year, I'm putting it out there in the podcast. Mm-hmm. I need to get it.
Are you going to get it? No, you're not.
I will circle back if I do. There's mm-hmm. also an ice cream of that caliber, that flavor out there. So I'll report back.
You'll report back? Your people get back to my people?
Exactly. Now to wrap things up. Gen 1 starter. Squirtle, Bulbasaur, Charmander. Now this isn't based on looking in the future. Like you say, I'm a bad parent where I look at my kid and I'm like, I don't know how I am about you until you grow up. So right now we're starting, little baby pops out in the world. We're going for it.
This is hard. This really is, because I have done Pokemon Fire Red, Leaf Green, Red, Blue, whatever you want to call it, with all three starters. I mean, you have to. If you grew up with that, you have to run it with all three. Bulbasaur was the easiest one for the gens. But you know what? I like my parent. I'm going to think like a parent. You said, you know, you're not looking at this as a parent when you grow up. You're looking at the moment. And I like to see when my little kids dress up. You know, Squirtle putting his Squirtle glasses on. Squirtle Squad. I got to go with Squirtle. He's looking so cute with his little shades. Then he's got his old posse with him. Give me Squirtle.
There we go.
Squirtle. Squirtle Squad.
Now, I'm going to be basic, but I have reasoning. Charmander.
Of course. But hey, the moment I blow out that flame, your Pokemon's dead.
I was about to say, it is that episode of Pokemon where that Charmander nearly died that turned into a douchebag of a Charizard. I just love Charmander. I just love everything about the model. Like, it just looks cool. It's just there.
Oh, what? Talk about a glow up. It's like, you know, nice little kid. He got left alone at a grocery store, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to go find my parents and be an asshole to them when I get older. Look at that. I got to send you a video about, like, the three starters going on an adventure. It's, like, it's really well animated and everything like that. And it's really cute. You would appreciate it. So I'll send that to you later. But no, you can't tell me Squirtle Squad. You remember every time there was a fire, the Squirtle Squad would roll up in little fire trucks? Like, come on. That's adorable.
Fair. That's fair. I'll give you that. But I'd rather end on a good note and then save next episode to really tear you a new one, because you've made good choices so far. We're good, you know? This is how you want to start this little series or whatever we're doing here, because we ended on a good note. Because that about does it here for the Get Comfy podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed. This show goes live every Sunday morning. We got the Get Comfy Game Break and Get Comfy Lowdown every single Wednesday and Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Believe Network. I've been Kalo, joined by the one and only.
What up, guys? Squirtle Squad and the mic.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.